I was late to roll call this morning. Again, I am ashamed to admit it was the third time in a month, and I despise being late. A good police officer is punctual if she is nothing else. When I walked into the common area, a drab, bright space devoid of furniture, adorned only by peeling policy posters on the wall, Sergeant Ahern was waiting for me, arms crossed.
"Fitzpatrick," he said, "welcome to the party. You're with Lafferty today in 2613.
"Who's Lafferty?" I said, before I thought better of it. I really didn't intend to be funny. Zabowski in the corner laughed aloud once. Ahern said,
"That's Lafferty,"
pointing. There he was, Eddie Lafferty, second day in the district. He was busying himself across the room, looking at his blank activity log. He glanced at me quickly and apprehensively. Then he bent down as if noticing something on his shoes, which were freshly polished, somehow glistening. He pursed his lips, whistled lowly. At the time, I almost felt sorry for him. Then he got into the passenger's seat. Facts I have learned about Eddie Lafferty in the first hour of our acquaintance. He is 43. Which makes him 11 years my senior, a late entrant into the PPD. He worked construction until last year, when he took the test.
"My pack," says Eddie Lafferty. "It still bothers me sometimes. Don't tell anyone."
He's just rolled off his field training. He has 3 ex-wives and 3 almost grown children. He has a home in the Poconos. He lifts. "I'm a gym rat," says Eddie Lafferty. He has GERD. Occasionally, he suffers from constipation. He grew up in South Philadelphia, now lives in Mayfair. He splits Eagles season tickets with 6 friends. His most recent ex-wife was in her 20s. Maybe that was the problem, says Lafferty, her being immature. He golfs. He has 2 rescued pit mixes named Jimbo and Jenny. He played baseball in high school. One of his teammates then was, in fact, our platoon sergeant, Kevin Ahern. And it was Sergeant Ahern who suggested he consider police work. Something about this makes sense to me. Facts Eddie Lafferty has learned about me in the first hour of our acquaintance. I like pistachio ice cream. All morning, during Eddie Lafferty's very infrequent pauses, I have tried my best to interject only the basics of what he needs to know about the neighborhood. Kensington is one of the newer neighborhoods in what is, by American standards, the very old city of Philadelphia. It was established in the 1730s by the Englishman Anthony Palmer, who acquired a small tract of nondescript land and named it after a regal neighborhood, one that was, at the time, the preferred residence of the British monarchy. Perhaps Palmer, too, was a phony, or, more kindly, an optimist. The eastern edge of present-day Kensington is a mile from the Delaware River, but in its earliest days, it bordered the river directly. Accordingly, its earliest industries were shipbuilding and fishing, but by the middle of the 19th century, its long tenure as a manufacturing hub was beginning. At its peak, it boasted producers of iron, steel, textiles, and, perhaps fittingly, pharmaceuticals. But when a century later the factories in this country died in great numbers, Kensington too began a slow and then a rapid economic decline. Many residents moved farther into or out of the city, seeking other work. Others stayed, persuaded by allegiance or delusion that a change would come. Today, Kensington comprises in nearly equal parts the Irish-Americans who moved here in the 19th and 20th centuries, and a newer population of families of Puerto Rican and other Latino descent, along with groups who represent successfully smaller slivers of Kensington's demographic pie: African-American, East Asian, Caribbean. Present-day Kensington is shot through by 2 main arteries: Front Street, which runs north at the eastern edge of the city, and Kensington Avenue, usually just called the Ave, an alternately friendly or disdainful appellation, depending on who's saying it, which begins at Front and veers northeast. The Market Frankfurt Elevated Train, or more commonly the L, since a city called Philly can't let any of its infrastructure go unabbreviated, runs directly over both Front and Kensington, which means both roads spend the majority of the day in the shadows. Large steel beams support the train line, blue legs spaced 30 feet apart, which gives the whole apparatus the look of a giant and menacing caterpillar hovering over the neighborhood. Most of the transactions, narcotic, sexual, that happen in Kensington, begin on one of these two roads and end on one of the many smaller streets that cross them, or more often in one of the abandoned houses or empty lots that populate the neighborhood's side streets and alleys. The businesses that can be found along the main streets are nail salons, takeout places, mobile phone stores, convenience stores, dollar stores, appliance stores, pawn shops, soup kitchens, other charitable organizations, and bars. About a third of the storefronts are shuttered. And yet, like the condos that are sprouting to our left now, from an empty lot that has lain fallow since a wrecking ball took out the factory it used to house, the neighborhood is rising. New bars and businesses are cropping up on the periphery, toward Fishtown, where I grew up. New young faces are populating those businesses. Earnest, rich, naive, ripe for the picking. So the mayor is getting concerned with appearances. More troops, the mayor says. More troops, more troops, more troops.